So it's looking like Downing's are going to go through to the All-Ireland final, which is a really historic moment for the club here in Downing's, the community, and it's fantastic for Donegal in general. It'll be their first ever All-Ireland Junior final. And I mean, credit to the girls out there, Craig, and credit to all the people in the community and the club here in Downing's. The pitch is looking fantastic. You couldn't get a better setting for the game, and what an end it would be for this evening at Downing's to go through to the All-Ireland final. So they've been done really well, Craig.
And Maureen, in a game like this, you know, especially when you're in new territory, how important do you think was it? And we're not sort of counting our chickens yet. How important was it for the die to fall that they got home advantage for this big semi-final?
Huge, Greg. I mean, like, Kilcock would have travelled up last night, you know, and that it's a big journey from Kildare. But, you know, you really do have advantage when you're playing at home and your own familiar territory, in front of your own home crowd who have really come out here today. So that's a huge advantage. I know Barney said that they played in the Ulster semi-final here, and the nerves were huge for the girls going out. He said that they managed to get over the threshold there by a point that day. I remember the game well. It was a very difficult game. And as I say, they've been building on experience, Craig. The nerves have been settling as they've been going through it, and the stakes have been getting higher. But they're certainly, they must be playing maybe for their star player who's missing, Aven O'Connell, out there today. She suffered an ACL injury on that day. And I mean, disappointing for her, but I'm sure the girls out there are doing it for her as well.
And it was just right in the depths of that game as well, where she suffered that injury. Heartbreaking for her, but I'm sure she'll be G'd up by this performance. Would you run out to the pitch and give the referee a whistle there, maybe?
I would need to know at that stage. We're actually 35 minutes on the clock now as we speak, but it will be coming to a close here soon. That's 1-7, Greg, to 7 points. So that goal by Sinead McBride, their captain, has certainly been a clinical thing for Downey this afternoon. And I mean, look, they've been brilliant throughout the field. Shannon McGruddy, their keeper, Charlie Seven had pulled off two great saves. And there goes the full-time whistle. Greg, and it's Junior final for the first time ever. So they are ecstatic. The players are running out onto the field here. The supporters are just actually out on their feet. And it's just a fantastic day for the Downing's ladies down here in Park Nadunab and Downing's. They'll be celebrating tonight, Craig.